All right, this is an action-packed podcast with the Panthers making numerous moves, and who knows, by the time you listen to this, there could be more moves, maybe a defenseman brought in at the trade deadline, but as big as it is, the Panthers trading for Vladimir Tarasenko, who will begin his Panther career playing next to Alexander Barkov. And there's a great backstory to that, which we'll get to. Gustav Forsling, claimed off waivers, has just gotten better and better. Plays in all situations for the Panthers, and just a selfless person and player. And this season, by many of the metrics, he's a top 5 or 10 defenseman in the NHL. And for the Panthers, before he ever gets to free agency, before we see how the rest of this season plays out, to get him signed to an 8-year deal, I just think is an amazing thing all around. Number one, amazing for the player. And he deserves it. I mean, the last few years, Gustav Forsling has just been a rock back there for the Panthers. He's incredible physically, stamina, never misses games, in great shape, can skate all night. Really amazing what he has done, and good for him and good for his family, that he now knows basically for the rest of his career, he's going to be in Florida. Great for the team that with all the free agents they have, and we always talk about the three big ones, which are Reinhardt, Montour, and Forsling, who's no longer. I think it's great for the Panthers. They have that certainty now pretty early on. So if you go into the offseason with Montour and Reinhardt and they're not done, at least you have the certainty that you know you've got the pair of Forsling and Ekblad at least for another year, because Ekblad has 1 year left on his deal, and you have Nico Mikkola for 2 more years. Having that assurance, I think, is a big key. Obviously, the Panthers would love to keep everybody, but, you know, players get one, maybe two kicks at the can in their career, and with there being a salary cap, and, you know, you got great players like Bobrovsky and Barkov and Tkachuk making money, perhaps not everybody's going to be able to stay if they don't want to take less money. And that's the player's right. We should never get mad at a player when they want to leave for any reason, really. But especially players in their, you know, on their third contracts or on their third, second, or third teams that want to get their just due and get more money somewhere else. I mean, that's their right. But having the certainty now with Forsling and those three defensemen, and having the certainty the Panthers have up front, at least for another year, where Bennett and Verhaeghe are signed, and Barkov and Tkachuk, you know, longer term, the Panthers can now move forward with, and believe me, they've got probably 100 or 200 different scenarios of, well, if this guy stays for this, and this guy leaves, and we get this guy done, there's probably a million of those scenarios. But what we're now seeing, okay, could Barkov have held out for more money? Probably. Could Tkachuk have demanded more money? Probably. Could Forsling have? Surely. Even guys like Sam Bennett and Carter Verhaeghe, you know, who were brought in and had short-term deals, re-signing. The Panthers have been able to get it done. And if they can continue to do this and get everybody to just take a little bit less, which is still, as you know, in Florida, it's a 10% bump minimum on most other places. There are other states without state tax. But then if you start talking about, you know, places like California and New York and Canada with other expenses, it's actually a lot more than 10%. If these guys want to stay together, and I'll tell you, they are as tight-knit as a team can be, it's just fascinating to watch. The interesting thing I wanted to get to on Tarasenko, Vladimir's dad, Andre, and Alexander's dad, Alexander, are from the same town in Siberia. And actually, in the mid-80s, briefly, they played together on the same team in a Russian league. I think that's fascinating. And now we've got Barkov and Tarasenko on the same line. 4.5, 5 decades later. So pretty interesting there. Great move by the Panthers. Again, you know, using the assets well, giving up a 3 and a 4 neither pick is this year. If one of those players that would be picked in those spots ever makes the NHL, and remember with the Panthers this year, it's going to be a late, well, they hope last, but most likely late moving forward into next year, third round pick, and hopefully the following year, a late fourth round pick. If it goes to that, I should say, I correct myself, the fourth rounder is this year. So you're really looking at a, you know, potentially, you know, almost in the fifth round. The percentages of those players making the NHL are extremely slim. And if they do, you're probably talking 5 years from now. So again, using the assets well, when you look at what the Panthers gave up to get Montour, Bennett, Tarasenko, I know they gave up the first rounder and Owen Tippett to get Claude Giroux. That was a big price. But, you know, at the time, you were having the best year in franchise history. You wanted to go for it. The guy wanted to be a Panther. And I know this, I'm in the minority on this, but I will maintain the Panthers do not win that series against Washington without Claude Giroux. And if they don't win the series against Washington, last season's cup run does not happen. I think they had to get a series under their belt, and they had to have what happened in the sweep against Tampa happened to learn what needs to be done in the postseason. And obviously the Tampa sweep doesn't happen if you don't beat Washington. So you can go back, you can watch those games. You can go back and look up the box scores and see how that series went. I don't believe they win it without Giroux on that team. But overall, you know, that's neither here nor there. Overall, when you look at the asset allocation for what this team has done, it's pretty remarkable what Bill Zito and that scouting staff has done. And that's the other thing. You know, you've got to get a ton of credit to Vinny Viola and Panthers ownership and the Cifu family as well that, you know, there's no expense spared. And when you look at that hockey staff the Panthers have, you've got about four assistant general managers. You've got Patrick Hornquist as a consultant. You've got Roberto Luongo in there. When this franchise is evaluating a player, not only do you have guys that have either been in the front office with a player, like, for example, Rick Dudley and Paul Kropelka, they were in the Carolina front office when Forsling was on Carolina. You go even deeper, and you know, and there's a lot of cases, but Vladimir Tarasenko, Roberto Luongo played against the guy for a number of years. Like, that's just one example. So when they're evaluating a player, you have got so many different opinions coming from all different directions. You know, Gregory Campbell was in the NHL for a long time. You've just got so many guys that inevitably will know either the player as a teammate, as an opponent, as a coach, as a front office person, or know, you know, someone that coached him or played with him at some level. So all that homework goes into it. And the Panthers, tell you what, having the hockey staff they have, and that costs money, and the commitment from ownership to have that, I think is an underlying factor. The Panthers pro scouting staff, I think all of these things don't get talked about a lot because we all, you know, don't have the insight. Like we're not in there in the room when these guys are kicking it around. You know, Brian McCabe, another one. I think it gets lost sometimes on the amount of homework this franchise is able to do. And then you throw in a head coach that's been around for 2.5 decades in Paul Maurice. You know, he'll have his thoughts and opinions. And inevitably he knows, you know, about guys. Like he's coached, Paul Maurice coached against Vladimir Tarasenko when the Jets were having those great teams and playoff games against the St. Louis Blues. So he knows him from there. I think it's just invaluable. So we'll see what happens when the trade deadline actually hits, if the Panthers make any more moves, but it is fun to watch what this franchise is doing right now. Please take a minute to listen to a message from our sponsors and our producer, Brett Markowitz. We have to give him a shout-out. Thanks very much. Podcast would not be possible without him. We'll talk to you soon, everybody. Time to take a moment now to tell you about something very important, the fight against pediatric cancer. And we're doing that through SIDES, the SIDES Foundation. Sydney Lister at age 15 battled Ewing sarcoma and she beat it and she's doing great today. Out of that struggle came SIDES, a foundation formed to fight pediatric cancer, to help fund children's cancer research, and help South Florida families with kids fighting the disease. Dave Lister is Sid's dad. He's in charge of SIDES and does so much for those families. So I encourage you to help out. Check out SIDES on Facebook, their Facebook page, S-I-D-E-S. Everything is on there. Or you can also call this important number, 954-594-5763. That's 954-594-5763. Help us, help Dave Lister, and help everybody fight pediatric cancer and help out families that need it through the SIDES Foundation. Well, I want to tell you about Ken Morris because he's been 33-plus years in the business, a stand-up guy, and recently joined JLL as a senior vice president. Now, JLL is number 185 in the Fortune 500 list, and Ken specializes in industrial properties, warehouse, and manufacturer. He handles complex transactions. And the bottom line is, and I know this about him, you're the most important asset. You know, he takes care of his clients. That's what really drives him and keeps him in the business. And he absolutely loves it. He works with Fortune 500 companies and startup companies as well. So any needs that you possibly have, I could tell you this, Ken Morris is the guy. And he's been nice enough to support this podcast right from the beginning. So he's also got a pretty keen eye. Give him a call, 954-240-4400. That's 954-240-4400 for Ken Morris.